Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Norni Miras Yishiyahu, the schuss for Fuas, Chayo Chevet Fega, Bas Michal Vispasi, Rachel Bas Henya, and Rav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipoira, Vaslach Muhammad Sayyidayam, Brios Hashleima, and Vidit Navshi, Yosef Elio, Ben Rishka Chava, Tzipoira Meher, Rachel Vaslach Muhammad Sayyidayam. We're discussing one of my favorite mitzvahs in the Torah. It should all be my favorite, but this is a special favorite. And that is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. And this is based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, HaKohen HaGadol, HaMuflog, HaMuflog. Rav David took Manzat Sal. Rambam, in the second paragraph of the Sodei HaTorah, the first halacha writes as follows. Hakel anechvad vanora ze mitzvah la'avol yira mimen v'shenem ar v'yavta as Hashem alekecha v'nem arz Hashem alekecha tira v'echo aderech la'abosa v'yirasoi v'shal shizvoin anodin v'masa v'ruvin v'flam anolodin ha'gdoilin v'yira mayam chokmas v'shein la'erech v'loi keitz miyadu oiv v'mishabeach v'mufar v'mis'avet taiv v'gdoilin leidus Hashem ha'godol v'moishe omar dovid somo nafshi le'elokim l'kel chai v'kemechshem v'chashed v'dvorim ha'ilu atzman miyadu nirta la'achoyra v'yira v'yifachet ויודעה שהוא ביליה קטנה שפלה אפילה עומד בדעס קלו מאותה לפני תומים דיוס כפי שאומר דוד כי יראה שמך המסס ועושך אצטרה אמר אינו איש כיס יזכרנו ובן אדם כיס יפקיתנו ולפי דבורם האלו אני מבור כלולים גדולים ממייס הריבון אלומים כדי שיהיו פסח למי ונבס השם יסבור כמו שאמרו חמי מן ינהבו שמתוך כך אתה מכיר את מי שאומר והויו האוילום. דברים נפלאים ממש מדברי הרמב״ם. הרמב״ם מבאר לנו פה what is the derech that one goes on in order to love Hashem. It's a mitzvah to love Hashem. The honorable an awesome God, it's a mitzvah to love him, to fear him. He says, Ve'avta as Hashem Elokecha. And it says, as Hashem Elokecha Tira. So we have a mitzvah of Ahava, we have a mitzvah of Yira, love, fear. And what's the derech to love and fear him? When you look at his wonders, and you see his chachma, that there's no end to it, and there's no limit, immediately he loves and he praises and he glorifies, and he has a great taiva, to know his great name. Like King David said, Sama Navshi Lelokim. My nefesh is Samei, is thirsty for God. There you go. It's the wrong words. And when you think about these things, then you step back and you have fear and awe, and you know that you're a small creation. You're Oimei B'das Kalim U'uta. Lifnei Tomim Deus, like David HaMelech said, when I see the heavens, I see your massive wonders, I say, who is man that you should remember? And according to these things, I'm going to explain general principles from the works of the Master of the Universe, in order that it should be an opening to one who understands to love God. If you love God, you will you learn from this that I have. It says, from this you will know and recognize, you will recognize the one who said, and the world was. That's the Rambam. There's so much to unpack in this Rambam. The Rambam at the end writes, ולפי הדברים האלו, אני מפאר כללים גדולים. In order that it should be, I'm going to explain big principles, big rules from the works of God, the Master of the Universe. In order that it should be an opening for someone who understands to love Hashem. Wait a second. The Rambam started with Ahava and Yira. And he said the way to get there is to look at Hashem's wonders. And then he ends and he says, I'm going to explain to Hashem's wonders so you love God. I don't understand. You started off and you told me that you'll love and fear God. Now you're only saying love. Pasach be'ahava v'yira. V'si'en rak v'ahava. What happened to the year? We also have to understand, why does the Rambam say the end? Chum said in the Sifri that ahava sluyam b'mash mitoch kach ata makir. The Rambam already wrote that at the beginning. That if you recognize God, then you will love Him. So the Rambam already said, started off, that you know how to love God? Your misbeinin is wonderful meisim. So why does he only bring this chazal? Shemitoch kach atamakir esmi shamer v'haya olam. That when you study the world, you'll recognize God. Why does the Rambam only bring this chazal at the end when he says ulefit v'armelam and v'arkolam gedolam? Ram already said at the beginning. So you want to bring the chazal, bring it at the beginning when you said, hey, you want to love Hashem? Get to know Him. But the Etzim Divrei Ram, the Achronim already asked, what the Ram says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It says, Sei Gimel, Ich Sivanu, Avosi Yisbal, Zer Shanachem, Vesponu, Vesosu, Marov, Vesosu, 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 Zosi Ava Mechuyevis, Roshan is a free living Shem, or after Shem Lakecha, Anna der Kate Story is a Mokon, Tamlon, Roth Ramel Shanokin, Sahara Malavacha, Shemitokach, the Maki is Misham or Vaya Oilam. And if Yarnuch is one who's Talavi of Hasogi, it has a Vedia Noe, the Tavu Ava Bechreach. Ramam says that we're commanded to love the elevated man, Hashem. And how do we do this? You look at his mitzvahs and his teachings, and you have a Hanoah. You have Hana. That is the Ahava HaMechuyavis. That is the love in which we are obligated. The Lashon of the Sifri is, since it says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha, I don't know how to love God. It says, Ve'avtas Hashem Elokecha, I say, how do you do it? How do you come to a love of God? And the answer is, V'hayor Dvar Me'el Hashem Elokim Tzavchayom Al Vavecha. That you look at God's commandments, learn His Torah, you recognize Hashem, and then you'll understand. When you understand, you have Hana. When you have Hana, you love. We're Hana creatures. We're pleasure seekers. When you have Hana, you love. So what brings you to love of Hashem? Zok the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we just learned. Looking at his mitzvahs of Uma Amarav, learning Torah. And the Rambam brings the Sifri in Be'ez Hanan, Divrei Torah. How do you love God? Learning Torah. So first of all, it's a stira between the Rambam and the Yad and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And also, in the Yad, the Rambam says, you come to Ahavas Hashem from looking at the Bria, and that's against the Sifri. And the Rambam himself brings the Sifri. The Rambam in the Yad brings the Sifri. He says, Shemitoch kach atam yakar es misham ravoy oilam, but then mitoch kach atam yakar es misham is talking about learning Torah. And the Rambam in the Yad is talking about looking at creation. So there's a stira between the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Yad. And in the Yad itself is a stira, because first he brings that you know love Hashem by looking at his creations, by learning nature, learning science, learning physics, learning biology. And then he says, learning metaphysics. And then he says, that look at what the Sifri says, that from this, you know how to come to the love of God? Mitoch kach atamakir es misham ra'elam. What's the mitoch kach? From learning Torah. So it's a stira minei ube in the Yad. Pilei plus. The Mizrahi read his Omer Amos in Parshas Veschanan. The Maskil of David came aser from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Others. Guf Divrei Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. We have to understand. Number one, the Rambam is telling the Mitzvah Sahava that he's Nene Ba'asagosu B'tachlus Ha'anoi. He has complete Hana in his Asag of Hashem. And that's the Ahava we're supposed to have. So it's mashma that the chiyuv of mitzvah is la'agia le'tachlis ha'ana. It's a merit, the gezach. The chiyuv mitzvah is to reach tachlis ha'ana. And my inyan ahava la'ana. What does Ahava have to do with the Hana? Hana is you're getting pleasure from God, that's very nice. What does that have to do with Ahava? So am I loving God? And to say that this is the mitzvah mechuyeves, why is it the mitzvah mechuyeves? The Rambam doesn't say in the Yad that it's the mitzvah mechuyeves. The Rambam in the Yad talks about Ahava, and he doesn't say that the mitzvah mechuyeves is Hana. He only says that when it comes to in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's Hana. So another steer. And the Yadi says, you look at Hashem's wisdom. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's the Hana. After you learn His Torah. The Chizdeos, the Rambam writes, 4:12. Also here you see, you look at the Bria, you look at the Malachim, you look at creation, physics, metaphysics, and you see God's wonders. Your soul is going to thirst for Hashem. Your flesh is going to pine for Hashem. And then you're going to have such fear at your smallness, at your shiftless. So, Rambam explains, you have to love Hashem, you have to be crazy for Hashem, you have to be meshuga for Hashem, you have to be leave everything in the world. The more you know God, the more you're going to love Him. The less you know God, the less you're going to love Him. The more you know, the less you know, the less, the more. And therefore, you have to learn everything about that tells you about God's existence. Like we're explaining the story of Torah, the Yikar is Lahavin al Haskil. But here the Rambam says it's Hana. Ayin the Mesilas Yisharim, the 19th paragraph. Chaim HaKadosh Parshas Veschem. We also have to understand the Hemshech Divrei Rambam. He brings the Sifri and he concludes Shaz Boininus Talu B'yotcha Asoga V'tagia Hana V'tavo Ava Bechrech. The Yisboninus in Torah will bring you to Asagat, to understanding, to perceiving. And then the pleasure is going to come, and then the love is going to come. So again, we have to understand what Hana is doing here. We also have to understand what the Rambam writes, that tovo ahava bechrech. Why do we need to come on to the fact that it's a hechrech? The need is, what's the mitzvah? So if this is the way to do the mitzvah, this is what you have to do the mitzvah. This is the derech to be mekayim the mitzvah. So what does it matter whether it's a hechrech or not a hechrech? Tell me how to do the mitzvah. What is the Rambam throwing in that it's a hechrech? It has to be. After you learn his Torah, you're going to come to love. There's a yiksha gama ma shiram as a Rambam in Yitzeh. Gam dvar b'perek beiz ma shikaz b'shir shizgonin et zetchum yad. Also in the Sefer, in the Yad, The Rambam says immediately, when you're Mizboinen, immediately you're going to come to a Havi. What do you need to come on to that for? וכן בדבריו בפרק תמד הנעל לא כתב הרמב״ם את הכרח האהבה בא מידיעת השם, אלא רק כתב שעל ידי זה מוסיפו אהבה. In the fourth parak, he doesn't talk about the Echreach Ahav, he doesn't say Miyad. He just says, that's how you add love. As we read before in the fourth parak of Luchas Deis in the 12th Halacha, when you're Mizbainim, you see God's wisdom, it's Moisif Ahav Alamakam. It adds love, adds love. It doesn't say the Miyad. Also in Luchas Shuvah, there's no Miyad. But in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes it's Echreach, and it's also Merumas in the second paragraph of Yisodei HaTorah that it's Miyad. So why is there an emphasis here in the Miyad? In the Smag, in Mitzvah Sase Gimel, he writes on this mitzvah of Abbas Hashem that Derech Lagi Eleh, Yadei Hezbonim is Bechazdei Hashem Ala Odom B'chol Rega U'B'chol Dovo. And Mizehu Shetobo Ahavo. Your mizbainen, in the chesed of Hashem, on a person, at every minute and in every matter. And this is going to bring you to a ahava. You look at chesed Hashem, and you love Hashem. You see, wow, my ears are working. There are these sound waves in the air, bringing other people's voices to me, and I can hear. I can hear. I can hear music. I can enjoy music. I can see. I can see in living color. Nebuchadnezzar, about 60 years ago, everybody saw in black and white. You see all the pictures from the old days, they're all in black and white. Now we can see Baruch Hashem in living color. Oh, my respiratory system works. Look at how I breathe so easily without any machines. And look at how I eat. They don't have a tube. People have tubes stuck in their throats to eat. Baruch Hashem, I can eat like a man. She put in the food, it tastes good. I have 10,000 taste buds at the tip of my tongue to enjoy the food. Hashem, you're so good to me. Ah, brings you to Ahavas Hashem. Chovas HaLevavos also writes, the Derech Lahava is like the Rambam. Learning about the creation, but he's marked him that it also comes when you see how much good Hashem does for us. Also in the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Lamed Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, also in the Avraham Elam Parshas Veschanan, also Arachayim Parshas Yisrael, Chuvas Arash B'chelek Hei Simen Hei, it's also Mashin that's Derech of Ahavas Hashem. So why does the Rambam talk about Hashem's Topos? Mashin the Rambam, the only way to get to Ahavas Hashem is Yedias Hashem. What about all the great favors that God does for us, all the chesed? The Chronim talk about this, they're mentioned in the Franco Rambams. It's not only Shvira and the Rambam, it's Shvira and the Sifri. Sifri says, I don't know how to love Hashem. It says, V'hayo ha-dvarim. Torah. It's mashma, that's the only way to do it. And what about the great way of the smag and the chobetz halavavus? Looking at all of Hashem's chesed, the world is so filled. The Yalatim Mislabotka talks about that. The world is filled with chesedim, millions and billions of chesedim that we don't even appreciate. We just so take for granted. But they're there to be appreciated, and the mail you come to love of Hashem. So why does the Rambam omit that? So we really have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. This is incredible. So we have to figure out, Mamish, well, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of Hashem? What's the miyad? What's the echreach? Is it nature? Is it Torah? Why does the Rambam bring down the Medrash about Torah when talking about seeing Hashem through nature, steer in the Rambam and say for Amitzis to the Yad. Is it Torah or is it nature? Why did he omit the Chesed? We have a lot to work out here. In Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next year, we will present the Mahalach to answer these kashas. It's Hashem, B'li Nedi, B'siyat, B'shmaya. And I thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll ponder these questions, and then hopefully we will lighten our eyes and gladden our hearts with a beautiful mahalach from which we will have tachlis ha'anoah. Right? The Rambam says that's the gedder of ahava. You have to have tachlis ha'anoah. We don't know where that comes from. What does that have to do with ahava? But b'chol zot, that's what the Rambam says. So we're going to have a mitzvah shem, a lot of ha'anoah. Please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.